It's Phoenix FM. News.
The U.S. President spoken of the responsibilities nations have to support Ukraine during a speech at the Irish Parliament.
To the hopes of our ancestors, to the expectation of future generations, because we know what it means to fight for democracy. Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine.
Joe Biden is the first American leader to address the Parliament since 1995. Earlier, he held talks with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar and met the President Michael D. Higgins. U.S. officials say the leader of an online group behind suspected leaks of military documents is a 21-year-old National Guardsman. The documents appear to show potential vulnerabilities in Ukraine's defences and the number of UK special forces active there. There have been more violent clashes between protesters and police in Paris ahead of a final decision on controversial pension reforms. Demonstrators and unions are in a final push to block plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Dame Mary Quant, the designer known for 60 styles like the miniskirt and hot pants, has died aged 93. Her designs defined the fashions of the era. A Victoria and Albert Museum exhibition focused on her career opens in Glasgow next month. Curator Jenny Lister says Quant's legacy is immense.
In many ways, she's, you know, more important than any of these kind of elite designers, because you can see her legacy on the streets today and the kind of, you know, freedom we all have to wear what we like.
A body's been found in the search for 56-year-old Osra Plungean from North Wales. She was last seen going for a walk in Snowdonia on Tuesday. And Premier League clubs won't have gambling sponsorship on the front of their shirts by the end of the 2025-26 season. 8 top-flight teams currently have betting firm logos on their strips. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. That means it's the non-league hour on Phoenix 98FM. I'm John Chubb, with you until 8pm. Some music first. Nirvana, Michael Walden, I Should Have Loved You.
I Thank you.
It's Diana Ross and Turn Up Sunshine. So on to the main business of this hour, which is the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. And we're very much in the business end of the season now. Promotion and relegation issues beginning to be settled in non-league football, and tonight I'm going to be taking a look at how it's impacting our local sides. Summary of the games that have taken place over the last 7 days, a preview of the week ahead, and a couple of match reports to bring you as well. First off, we're going to have a look at the National League and over the Easter weekend. I hope you had a good Easter weekend, by the way. On Good Friday, Dagenham and Redbridge travelled to Bourne Wood and picked up a good result against one of the playoff hopefuls. They won 1-0 in the Effingham score, and the only goal of the game for the Daggers after 13 minutes at Meadow Park. Meanwhile, Southend United entertained already relegated Maidstone United at Roots Hall. Didn't play particularly well, by all accounts, but they managed to pick up back-to-back wins by beating the Stones by 2-0. Jab Bridge gave Southend the lead after 8 minutes, and Gus Scott Morris added a second 14 minutes from time to give Kevin Mayer's men all 3 points. And on Easter Monday, both sides were in action again. This time, the Daggers were at home to Chesterfield, another side in the playoffs who went home with a 1-0 win. Southend United travelled to Woking, who yet another side in the playoffs, currently in third place, and they picked up a 1-1 draw. Marcus Dakers gave Woking the lead just after half-time. You might recall he was on loan at Southend from Salford City earlier in the season. Did very well, though. Only played 6 games for them, but scored 3 goals, and he has now gone to Woking for another loan spell, and he put the cards in front. But 7 minutes after that, on 53 minutes, Jack Bridge equalised for Southend. And those results, despite the Daggers' defeat on Monday, mean that both sides have a very slim chance of still making the playoff spots, possibly particularly slim in Dagenham's case. But they both have 4 games left, so you never know, because Southend are currently on 60 points and the Daggers are on 58. Eastleigh, who are in last place in the playoff spots, are on 65, although they've played 43. Meanwhile, at the top end of the table, the game of the season took place between Wrexham and Notts County, a sellout at the Racecourse Ground, and Wrexham won that huge game 3-2 to maintain their lead at the top of the table. They're now 3 points clear of Notts County with a game in hand on them as well. Wrexham on 103 points, Notts County on 100. Neither side deserves to miss out, really. They've had terrific seasons. Each side has only lost 3 times, although Wrexham were beaten on Saturday away at FC Halifax Town in something of a shock result. But they're in pole position at the moment, as well as Notts County, Woking, Chesterfield, Barnet, Bournemouth and Eastleigh are the sides in the playoff spots. At the other end, Maidstone were already relegated before last weekend, and now Scunthorpe United have joined them as well. They will be in the National League North next season, and Maidstone will be in the National League South. The other sides in the bottom two are Yeovil and Torquay. So let's take a look at the National League South, shall we? And over the Easter weekend, on Good Friday, there was a 3-2 victory for Chelmsford City over Farnborough at Melbourne to keep their playoff hopes alive. Skipper Dave Winfield gave the Clavers lead on 42 minutes. Michael Valivi scored twice in the second half. The last one coming a minute from time to give Chelmsford all 3 points in front of a crowd of 1,248 at Melbourne. Meanwhile, Braintree Town also still in the playoff spots. They picked up a really good win against playoff rival St Albans. They travelled to Hertfordshire to take on them, and they won by 2-0 in front of another impressive attendance, even more so, over 1,900 at Clavens Park for that one. But it was a dreadful day for bottom club Concord Rangers, who travelled to Worthing and the home side scored 7 goals without reply, and that was all took Worthing back into the playoff spots in 7th place. Much improved performance by Concord at the Aspects Arena on Easter Monday against St Albans, but they still lost by 2-1. Incidentally, it was a last minute winner for St Albans, scored by former Chelmsford City midfielder Sean Jeffers. Meanwhile, there was a defeat for Chelmsford. They travelled to third place Oxford City and they lost 3-1. Braintree, though, beat Ebbsfleet United, already crowned champions, and who, going into Monday's game, had only lost 5 times all season. But Braintree took all 3 points at Cressy Road, beating them by 3-2. So, as we head towards the end of the campaign, most sides have only got 3 or 4 games left, 1 or 2 a few more. Ebbsfleet already crowned champions, Dartford second, Oxford City third, Chelmsford still fourth, Braintree just behind them in fifth. Chelmsford have played 42, 4 games left, and they're on 71 points. Braintree have played 43, and they're on 70. The other sides currently in the playoff spots are St Albans City in sixth, and Worthing in seventh, but there's still a handful of sides just below them who could finish in the top 7. So on the other end, Concord remain bottom. What they have got going for them, though, is despite being 12 points from safety, they've played less games than anybody else in the division, and they've got 8 games remaining, so there's still a chance that they could get themselves out of trouble. And they have a massive game at the Aspects Arena tonight at 7:45, actually, because they play Hungerford Town, the side one place above them. Weymouth and Cheshunt are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. We're going to take a look at the Isthmian League very soon after we've gone back to 1980. This was number 1 for Blondie that year.
I'm
written and originally recorded by reggae legend John Holt. That was Blondie's 1980 version of The Tide Is High. 21 minutes past 7 on a Thursday evening. You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And we're going to take a look at the ESPN League Premier Division now, where the action was on Saturday and Easter Monday. And in the top of the table, Clash Avely, coming in the playoff positions, faced league leaders Bishop Stortford at Parkside, and Stortford won by a goal to nil. Meanwhile, Hornchurch faced Billericay Town, and Liam Nash scored the only goal of the game for the Urchins in the 33rd minute at Bridge Avenue, a game watched by 1,115. Meanwhile, Canvey Island has got a very good 4-1 victory at Kingstonian, and Evans Kouassi helped himself to a hat-trick. Elliot Johnson was the other scorer for the goals. And at the other end of the table, meanwhile, dreadful defeat for Bowers and Pitts. They hosted Bognor Regis Town at the Len Salmon Stadium, and the visitors scored 4 goals without reply. And on Monday at New Lodge, Bowers faced Billericay Town, the hosts, and Jack Patmore was down there watching that game. We can hear a report from him now.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town secure a very close 3-2 victory over relegation-threatened Bowers and Pitsea. It was an uneventful first half, but Montel Aguiman opened the scoring with his goal from outside the box with 36 minutes played. Bradley Stevenson had a chance to double their lead just before half-time, but his header was saved. 5 minutes into the second half, and Billericay got their second courtesy of Toby Stevenson. Bowers were struggling to stamp their authority on proceedings, and that coincided with the hosts getting their third. Kareem Isiaka slotted home after good play from Brad Stevenson. At 3 goals up, with 60 minutes on the clock, it seemed plain sailing for a Blues win. However, this hypothesis was shattered when Bowers pulled one back. Brandon Aviero's sublime strike from the edge of the box on the 63-minute mark gave Bowers a lifeline. One became 2 10 minutes later, as Solomon Addy's shot flew into the corner of the net. Bowers were now in the ascendancy, and they looked the most likely side to get another goal. Despite a late surge, they could not complete an extraordinary comeback, meaning they remain in the relegation places. Billericay, meanwhile, sit in 12th after this victory. Finishes at New Lodge, Billericay Town 3, Bowers and Pitsea 2.
So a win for Billericay, and after that result, I think it's going to be very difficult for Bowers and Pitsea to avoid relegation, although they're still mathematically in with a chance, as I'll explain shortly. We'll go through the league table. But on to Monday's other results. Bishop Stortford remained top of the table after beating already relegated Brighton Sea Region by 3 goals to nil. Hornchurch staying second place, but they could only pick up a 2-2 draw at Carr Shorten Athletic. Tom Raitt scored just after half-time with a penalty. And Liam Nash once again scored for the Urchins 16 minutes from time to put them 2-1 ahead. But a minute from time, Carl Shorten scored and equalised, and so the Urchins had to make do with a point. And I was going to say Avely, but Avely didn't actually play on Monday. So taking a look at the league table, Bishop Stortford, as I say, remain top. They've got just 2 games left. Now they're on 82 points, having played 40. Hornchurch, who have also played 40, are 4 points behind them on 78 points. So they can still win the title, but it's looking particularly good for Bishop Stortford at the moment. Canvey Island, meanwhile, they've played 39, they're on 77, they're in third place. And Hornchurch and Canvey are both guaranteed at least playoff spots now. And Avely could do the same this Saturday. They're in fourth place, having played 39 games and won 74 points. The other side in the playoff spots are Cray Wanderers, who are currently fifth. They've played 40 and won 70. Billericay Town, after that win against Basil Pitsey, they are in 12th place, 39 games played, 58 points. And Bowers and Pitsey can only stay up now if they win their last two games. And Kingstonian, the side just above the drop zone, lose both of theirs, because Bowers have played 40 and won 33 points. Kingstonian, who also have just two games left, they are on 39. So it is going to be a mammoth task for them, especially as Bowers travel to Hornchurch on Saturday. Kingstonian have a difficult game themselves, though, at Cray Wanderers. And on the last Saturday of the season, which is Saturday week, the 22nd, Bowers host Hastings United, who are currently in ninth place, whilst Kingstonian host Hornchurch. As I say, there is still a possibility, but it's going to be a very tough task for James Collins and his Bowers and Pitsey side.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, taking a look at the Isthmian North now, and on Saturday there was a very good win for Bramble Town, actually, up to ninth now after a 5-1 win against bottom club Holbridge Sports, who are looking increasingly doomed now. Ross Wall was the scorer of a hat-trick for the Blues. Solomon Ogunwumoju and Matt Cripps were the other scorers. Martin Tuohy, he actually equalised for Holbridge after 18 minutes, but Brentwood went on to score another four. So fine victory for them at the arena. And hashtag United, they only need one more point now to clinch the title. They won 3-0 away at Goulston on Saturday. Matthew Waldridge, Alex Teniola and Jermaine Francis were the scorers for the Tags, who have had an amazing season, winning 31 of their 36 games. The other five, they drew one of those and they lost the other four. So yeah, just one more point needed in their game against Great Wakering this Saturday, and they will be the champions and promoted to the Isthmian Premier League, the first time they would ever have played at Step 3 of non-league. Meanwhile, Heybridge Swifts strengthened their claim for a playoff spot with a very good 2-1 win away to Stowmarket Town, who were just outside the playoff spots. Now, Miles Anderson and Matt Price scored first half goals for Swifts to give them all 3 points. Stowmarket pulled one back in the second half, but Swifts held on for all 3 points. Meanwhile, Grays Athletic travelled to struggling Great Wakering Rovers, currently still in the drop zone, and Grays scored a 2-1 victory. Andy Gardner was down at Barrows Park watching that one for us, and we can hear his report now.
Dramatic ending here at Burrows Park after 10 minutes of stoppage time in this second half. Grays have nicked it. It's Great Wakering Rovers 1, Grays Athletic 2. What a dramatic end after quite a quiet first half, which sprang into life 4 minutes before the interval. Wakering went in front with a header from Perry Dunn, which was cleared off the line. It came back to David Knight to spectacularly hook into the net to make it 1-0 for the home side. But their lead only lasted 4 minutes. It was stoppage time first half when a corner wasn't dealt with. It came back in and Callum Leahy leapt to head Grays' equaliser, 1-1 at half time. Before that, Wakering had been the better side with a couple of chances for Ange Adamu, but 1-1 at half time was probably a fair reflection. Second half, Grays had more control, but it looked like it was going to settle into a 1-1 stalemate, which was really settling no good for either side. Roman Campbell had a chance for Grays after 65, a nicely worked corner, near post header, pushed away well by Harry Fairs. Gray's made a couple of substitutions. Stagg came on for Hahn, and it was Stagg that went close with a shot which was brilliantly tipped away by Harry Fairs. Then we had the real big moment of the game, 79 minutes, when great Wakering substitute Warren Kayembe was presented with a chance right in front of goal, but Callum Leahy stuck out a leg for a saving challenge which denied a certain goal. And then a minute later, the real flashpoint, when Sam Bantick went down in the box for Grays. Most people in the ground thought it was a penalty, but incredibly the referee not only gave a free kick to a great Wakering, he also booked Bantick. Bantick was on the floor bleeding. He needed 5 minutes of treatment on the pitch. They bandaged him up, but he couldn't continue. He looked very groggy going off. But why it wasn't a penalty, I don't know. Why he was booked, I don't know. Also booked in some protest was Macaulay Jones. So it remained 1-1 going deep into stoppage time with that 10 minutes of stoppage time in total, and Grays really did hammer Great Wakering towards the end. We had a shot from Gordon which went over the top, Stagg went close, and then after 99 minutes we had the decisive goal when Stagg had a shot which was blocked. It came back to Callum Watts and he blasted the ball in off the underside of the crossbar to spark some wild scenes in the away end. They're still celebrating now behind me. So a big win with Stowmarket losing. Grays now just outside the playoffs on goal difference. Very different story for Great Wakering. Relegation trouble really increasing with this result. It's finished in front of a crowd of 212. Been well entertained. It's Great Wakering Rovers 1, Grays Athletic 2.
So all manner of drama and controversy during that game. Burroughs Park, but 3 points at the end of the day for Grays Athletic. So just taking a look at some of the other results from the Isbien North on Saturday. Finished Basildon United 2, Lowestoft Town 3. Basildon made a gallant comeback during the final 20 minutes with goals from Ben Allen and Callum Fitzer, but they never fully recovered from a first half hat-trick from Lowestoft's Jake Reid. He scored 3 in the space of 90 minutes in the first half, so the visitors went back to Suffolk with all 3 points and strengthened their claims to a playoff spot. The only side currently guaranteed a playoff spot, other than Hashtag, of course, are AFC Sudbury, who are currently in second place. They've played 36 and they're on 88.6 behind Hashtag as things stand. There was a final win for Tilbury, possibly a vital win, although they are still in trouble in the relegation playoffs. But they picked up a 1-0 win away at Witham Town, who were just above them in the table, thanks to a goal just after the start of the second half from Alex Clark. Meanwhile, East Stoke United took on New Salamis at Rookery Hill, and it was a 2-2 draw. New Salamis scored 2 early first half goals, but 2 goals in the last 7 minutes from Ayu Odukosa and Max Fidis gave the Rocks a point, and it finished 2 apiece there. And there was a defeat for struggling Coggeshall Town. They lost 2-0 at home to Wroxham. So on to Monday's games in the Isbien North. And it finished AFC Sudbury 3, Coggeshall Town 0. So another defeat for the Sea Growers. Grays beat East Thurrock United 1-0. Roddy Whitten, the score of the only goal after 28 minutes. Another win for Hashtag, the one which has put them within a point of the league title. They saw off Witham Town at Lentammer Stadium, winning 4-1 thanks to Pedro Carvalho, Thomas Anderson, Lewis Watson and Jermaine Francis, who found the net. Declan Camar scored consolation, that's the word I was looking for Witham a minute from time. Hamish Swift beat Great Wakering Rovers 2-0 at the Aspen Wake Arena, thanks to two goals either side of half-time, both scored by Sam Park. And it finished Holbridge Sports 1, Maldon Tiptree 2, so that leaves Holbridge in big, big trouble. Joe Turpin and Michael Sulaco ensured the Jammers led 2-0 at the interval. Martin Tuohy replied for Holbridge 7 minutes into the second half, but Maldon Tiptree took all 3 points. Basel United travelled to North London to take on New Salamis, and it finished 2-2 there. The visitors led 2-0 early on, but Shane Temple and Jed Smith scored a couple of goals for the Bees during the last 15 minutes to ensure that they picked up a point. And there was one game involving two of our local sides on Tuesday night. That was at Chadfields, where it finished Tilbury 1, Brentwood Town 1. Jack Adlington gave Brentwood the lead after 35 minutes. Alex Clark equalised 16 minutes from time for the Dockers, so finished 1-1 there. So, to have a look at the league table, hashtag, as I say, they're on 94 points now, just 1 point from winning the title. AFC Sudbury in second, they're guaranteed a playoff spot. Lowestoft, Heybridge, Swifts and Greys are the other sides in the playoff places currently. Brentwood Town 9th, East Surrey 11th, Maldon Tiptree are 30th, Basildon 14th, Whittam are 16th. In the relegation playoff spots, it's Tilbury and Coggeshall Town. And the bottom two, Great Wakering Rovers and the bottom side are Holbridge Sports, and both of those sides are still in big trouble. Let's take a quick look at the Southern League Division 1 Central now, and we're on to Walthamstow, because they are now guaranteed a playoff spot. They're currently in third place after a win on Saturday away to Highworth Town, beat them by 3-2. Carl Mentor, Duncan Cully and Demare Anyadike were scorers in the first half for Stowe. And Waltham Abbey, they entertained Aylesbury United and they went down by 1-0. And on Tuesday night, Walthamstow played Waltham Abbey at Wadham Lodge and beat them 3-2. Callum Eby scored in the first minute for Stowe. Duncan Cully adding a second just a couple of minutes later. And Ben Baker and Richard Asamoah pulled Abbey back into it in the second half. But a last-minute goal from Demare and Yadike gave Stowe all 3 points. So they're in third place. Waltham Abbey currently in 12th. Berkhamsted already confirmed as champions of that league. We're going to take a look at the Essex Senior League in the Thurlow none fairly soon.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Do you want to know what I think? Do you want to hear what's in my head? It's too early to go to bed. Do you want to hear a secret? I think there may be a day when the sun doesn't rise. The sun doesn't rise. We'll be right back.
Sophie Ellis better and breaking the circle. On to the Essex Senior League now, and go back to last Thursday night. First of all, there was a 3-0 win for league leaders Enfield over Little Oakley. Friday night saw Romford score an 8-1 win over poor Southend Manor, who are bottom of the table and have been all season. And they were already relegated, by the way. And Wolford Town drew 1-1 with Buckhurst Hill. Saturday saw another victory for Enfield, 5-1 winners over FC Clacks, and Little Oakley won South Walden Town 3 was another result. And Redbridge, also in the promotion hunt, they beat Ilford 3-0. Stansted drew 2-2 with White Ensign. Stanway Rovers beat Athletic, Newham 2-1. Takeley lost 2-0 at home to Barking, and another side who lost 2-0 at home were West Essex, beaten 2-0 at home by Halstead Town. Tuesday night saw Southend Manor face Romford again, this time at South Church Park, and although it was another defeat for Manor, it was a more respectable story scoreline from their point of view. Now as Romford won that one at 4-2. It was a goalless draw between Stansted and Halstead Town. Tuesday night saw FC Clacton beat Redbridge 3-2, and a 1-0 win for Stanway Rovers away to Buckhurst Hill. And there were three games last night too. Athletic Newham beat FC Clacton 5-1. Clacton seems to have hit poor form at the worst possible time, really. Ilford drew 2-1 at home to Little Oakley. At Ashton Plainfields, there was a real goal fest. Woodford Town took on leaders Enfield, and Woodford won 6-3. Very impressive win for them. But Enfield remain at top of the table, 8 points clear of second place Redbridge, who have a game in hand on them. Ilford have played 34 and won 83. Redbridge have played 33 and won 75. Woodford Town in third, having played 35, have 72. 2 points. The same for FC Clacton, although Woodford have a much better goal difference than them. Barking coming in fifth, having played 36 and all 61 points. Southend Manor at the other end in last place, already relegated. Clapton, who are as good as relegated, are just above them. Looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South now, there was one game on Good Friday, and it was a win for playoff chasing Sporting Bangor United, 2-1 winners at May and Baker. Saturday's game saw a goalless draw between Barkingside and Tower Hamlets. Benfleet beat Parkview 2-1. Cannons Wood drew 0-0 with Wivenhoe Town. There was 1-0 win for Enfield Borough at home to Burton Ramblers. North West London scored 4 without reply against the bottom club Coggeshall United. St Margaretsbury beat Hackney Wick 2-1, and finally Stanway Pegasus drew 2-2 with the leaders Fremford. A few games on Easter Monday, Fremford were in action again. This time they won 3-1 at home to North West London. Barkingside lost 2-1 at home to Cannons Wood. Hackney Wick drew 1-1 with Wivenhoe Town, and it finished Tower Hamlets 1, May and Baker 1. So as I said, Fremford are top, having played 33, they're on 74 points. Wembley Rovers in second, who have a game in hand on them, they've played 32, and have 70 points. Basildon Town, Sporting Bangor United and Stanway Pegasus are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Going to start our preview of the weekend fixtures very, very shortly.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Beatles, of course, and From Me to You. Just to remind you of what's happening after I finish tonight, as a modern Essex girl with Nikki Treffers. She is going to be along between 8 and 10 p.m. She just turned up at the studios, looking very glam, indeed, slightly stressed, as she was thought she was going to miss the show at one point. She was having meetings up in London, but I'm pleased to say that she is here and she will be on the air after me. Anyway, I'm going to stop waffling now because I've got to do a full preview of the fixtures for the week ahead, and both of our local National League sides meet each other on Saturday at 3 p.m. at Roots Hall. It's the A13 Derby, or Il Classico was the name I came up with it for a while back. Southend United versus Dagenham and Redbridge. Big game, really, because both of those sides still have an outside chance of making the playoff spots, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in that one. And both of those sides are on the road on Tuesday night, and they're both in the northwest. Dagenham and Redbridge travel to Altrincham, who are currently in 13th place, and Southend United are in action at Oldham, currently in 16th, and the Shrimpers will be hoping to keep their pretty decent run of results of late going with that one. Meanwhile, in the National League South, as mentioned earlier, it's a big game tonight for Concord Rangers. They face Hungerford Town at the Aspect Arena. It kicked off a few minutes ago, actually, and it's currently goalless in that game, I can tell you. And Hungerford Town travel to playoff chasing Chelmsford City on Saturday. Braintree Town are away at Worthing side, also in the playoff spots, a couple of places below them. And bottom side Concord are away to Bath City. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. On Tuesday night, Chelmsford City travelled to Cheshunt. That was a game that was postponed the other Saturday because of the weather rearranged for this Tuesday. Concord Rangers host Dover Athletic at the Aspect Arena. So, tough schedule for Concord as they play catch-up with their fixtures. Both of those start at 7:45. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League, Bishop Stortford will clinch the title on Saturday if they win their match against Enfield Town. And Hornchurch and Canvey already guaranteed at least playoff spots. As I say, Hornchurch face Bowers and Pitsy, who must win to stand any chance of avoiding relegation. But even then, they've got to hope that Kingstonian slip up in their match at Cray Wanderers. Aveley could also clinch a playoff spot on Saturday if they beat Horsham Parkside as well. Billericay Town back at New Lodge, and they're in action against Mark. And Canvey Island travel to Folkestone in Victor. Canvey have a home game against Aveley on Tuesday night. That's going to be quite a match, I reckon. And Billericay Town away at Hastings United. That was another game that was postponed because of the weather a couple of weeks back. So that's been rearranged for Tuesday night. Both of those Tuesday night games are 7:45 kickoffs. In the Isthmian North, meanwhile, on Saturday, Brentwood Town away to AFC Sudbury, who, as I mentioned earlier, guaranteed a playoff spot. They're currently in second place. And also, there's one game tonight, actually, I nearly forgot to mention, Felixstowe Moreton United versus Stowmarket Town. Both of those sides trying to get back into the playoff spot. It's currently 0-0 in that one. Grace Athletic are at Bury Town. East Thurrock take on Basildon United. Walden Tiptree travel to Goulston. Hashtag, they just need a point against Great Wakering Rovers to clinch the title. Great Wakering, desperate for points for very different reasons. Heybridge Swifts are at home to Lowestoft Town, just above him in the playoff spots. Holbridge Sports in desperate trouble at the bottom of the table. They take on Lowestoft, Coggeshall Town, currently in the relegation playoff spots. Whittam Town host Felixstowe and Waltham United, and Tilbury travel to Wroxham. Tuesday night sees East Thurrock travelling to Felixstowe and Walton. Holbridge Sports were at home to Goulston. Brentwood Town travel to Lowestoft Town. That's another rearranged game that should have taken place the other Saturday. And Wroxham, Malden and Tiptree have an away fixture at Wroxham. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, meanwhile, on Saturday, Walthamstow already guaranteed a playoff spot. As I say, they travel to Sivenster, Sivencester, I never know how you pronounce that. Waltham Abbey, they were at home to AFC Dunstable, who were one place above them in the league. And Walthamstow have another match at home on Tuesday night. They face Biggleswade, who are one place above them in the league. Looking ahead to this week's fixtures in the Essex Senior League, meanwhile, three games tonight. Saltbridge with Town playing Redbridge. Stanway Rovers are playing West Essex. Takeley take on Clapton. West Essex play Athletic Newham Saturday lunchtime. And at 3 o'clock, it's FC Clacton versus South Walden Town. Housedy Town versus Buckhurst Hill. Ilford take on Enfield leaders. Redbridge in second place are at home to Takeley. Saltbridge with Town are playing Barking. Stanway Rovers versus Little Oakley, and White Ensign face Clapton. At 3:30, Romford take on Stansted, and at 7 o'clock, Southend Manor versus Woodford Town. There's actually three matches at Barking's Maysbrook Park on Saturday, and with Barking playing away, they're not involved in any of them. West Essex versus Newham, Romford v Stanton, and Southend Manor versus Woodford Town all being played there. There's one game on Monday night, Athletic Newham versus Redbridge. Tuesday night, Clapton play Stanton, Southend Manor play Enfield, bottom versus top, and Takeley take on Ilford. Wednesday night sees Athletic Newham face Woodford Town, Romford take on Saltbridge with Town, and West Essex play FC Clacton. And next Thursday night, Clapton play Takeley, and Enfield are at home to Redbridge. Finally, in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, coming up, there's a couple of games tonight. Cogshall United, the bottom club, playing promotion chasing Wormley Rovers. Northwest London versus Parkview. Tomorrow night sees May and Baker take on Barkingside. Saturday, Benfleet are at home to Tower Hamlets. Burnham Ramblers take on Hackney Wick. Cogshall United versus St Margaretsbury. Frenford leaders take on Basildon Town in the playoff spots. Northwest London play Cannonswood. Parkview versus Sporting Bengal United. Wivenhoe versus Enfield Borough. And Wormley Rovers versus Stanway Pegasus. And on Monday, Basildon Town play Sporting Bengal United. Burnham Ramblers take on Benfleet, and Cogshall United take on Barkingside. Newbury Forest are playing Enfield Borough, and Tower Hamlets home to Parkview. Tuesday night, North West London take on Mayne Baker, and there's games on Wednesday as well at Barkingside, where they play Enfield Borough. Basildon Town versus Wormley Rovers, Benfleet versus Wivenhoe Town, and Newbury Forest versus St Margaretsbury. And that is about all we've got time for. Best of luck to all of our local sides this weekend. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Jack Patmore and Addy Gardner for their report. I should be back, all being well, Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 p.m. for Phoenix Sport. I hope you could join me for that. If not, I shall be back next Thursday with another edition of the Non-League. I'm going to make way now for Nikki Treffers, and I'm going to sign off with Mental as Anything and Live It Up. A very good night to you. How can you see looking through those?
has made you wish that you'd never been born. That's a shame, 'cause you got the lot. Hey, yeah, you with a sad face, come up to my place and live it up. You beside the dance floor, what do you cry for? Let's live it up. If you smile, who wants to fall down on all the people in this pickup joint? But if you laugh, you level this town. Hello, girl, that's just the point. Hey, yeah, you in a sad face, come up to my place and live it up. You beside the dance floor, what do you cry for? Let's live it up. Just answer me the question.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.